Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're getting into a source that's, well, it's definitely unique. Poppy's Puddle Jumping Academy. Now, I know it might sound a bit whimsical, perhaps.
Absolutely. Fun, definitely.
But stick with us, because there's actually some surprising wisdom packed in there that we want to unpack. So imagine this. It's spring, rain's been falling, and this meadow, it's basically turned into a splashy wonderland. And right in the middle of it all, there's Poppy the piglet. Mm. And Poppy, she wasn't just, walking through the puddles. She was performing in them. We're talking these joyful jumps, sort of graceful twirls, even these daring backflops.
Backflops, I love it.
Right. Apparently, they even got the local frogs cheering her on. Really quite something. So inspired by all this kind of pure joy, Poppy decides, okay, I'm going to share this.
Yeah.
She opens Poppy's Puddle Jumping Academy, and her motto, it promises, every splash is a star jump.
And what's really fascinating here, I think, is how even these delightful, maybe simple-seeming stories, they can hold some pretty profound insights,
Our mission in this deep dive is really to pull out the practical knowledge that's kind of embedded in this story. We're going to look at how a piglet and her students can actually shine a light on some powerful ideas about learning skills, building real confidence,
right,
and tackling challenges in a smart way. So the question for you listening is, what surprising lessons about, say, courage or finding your own unique style can you maybe uncover from a piglet's puddle jumping school?
And the first students who signed up, they were quite a mix, each one facing their own specific challenge. You had Freddy the Fox, super fast, right? But just terrified of getting his tail wet, even a little bit.
The risk-averse one.
Exactly. Then there was Millie the Mouse, tiny, but just full of this bouncy energy.
Yeah.
But she couldn't quite make a big splash, literally.
Right. Impact was the issue there.
And Bruto the Bear Cub, really strong kid, but he just kept doing these massive, belly flops, unintentionally.
The uncontrolled power problem.
Yeah. So their journeys and how Poppy kind of guided each one differently, they offer some really relatable lessons, I think.
Yeah.
So, okay, how did Poppy actually do it? With this playful, but you said precise approach. Let's take Freddy the Fox first. Fast. But that fear of a wet tail, that's a big hurdle. How do you build courage in someone so, scared of the core activity?
Well, Poppy's genius, I think, wasn't just cheering him on. It was about structured steps, incremental progress. For Freddy, she knew, okay, a big leap just isn't going to happen straight away.
Right. Too much too soon.
Exactly. So she introduced something she called the whisper wiggle warm up,
okay,
which was really just about feeling the mist from a puddle, from a distance. Then she moved him to the shallow shimmy.
This is getting his paws damp.
Barely damp, yeah.
Okay.
The idea was to build his confidence through these tiny achievable successes, never pushing him way out of his comfort zone all at once.
I see.
It's really a classic technique, isn't it? Breaking down something overwhelming.
Yeah, the fear.
Into manageable, bite-sized actions. You're creating psychological safety while they learn.
That's such a powerful framework right there. Courage isn't about, suddenly being fearless.
Right.
It's about those tiny intentional steps,
mm-hmm,
building on small wins. Okay, so what about Millie the Mouse then? All that bounce, all that energy, but tiny. How do you help someone like that make a real impact?
Right. Millie's issue was different. It was about presence, wasn't it? And focusing her energy effectively, Poppy taught her what she called the Mighty Mouse manifestation.
Okay.
And it wasn't about jumping higher necessarily. It was about concentrating all her spring, all that bounce, into a really precise, controlled splash.
Focus.
Exactly. Teaching her how to project her energy, making sure that even her small splash had this distinct, satisfying little pop.
I get it.
It showed Millie that impact isn't purely about size or raw power. It's about the focus, the intention behind the action, finding your own unique leverage point.
That's fascinating. Turning that inherent energy into focused power.
Okay.
And then Bruno the Bear Cub. Strong, yes. But those involuntary belly flops must have been pretty frustrating.
Oh, I imagine so, yeah.
How do you work with that? Turn what seems like a weakness or maybe just an uncontrolled habit into something useful, maybe even a strength.
Well, Bruno's power was obvious, but like you said, uncontrolled. And Poppy, interestingly, she didn't try to just stop the belly flops altogether.
Oh.
No, instead, she helped him understand the force behind them, the physics of it, almost. She introduced the controlled crash.
Controlled crash.
Oh.
Sounds intense.
Well, it was about teaching him how to direct that sheer energy, that weight, downwards and outwards, purposefully, transforming these kind of erratic splats into deliberate,
powerful movements.
So leaning into it rather than fighting it.
Precisely. And that reframing, that understanding, it led him directly to mastering this move called the triple splash twirl, where that initial powerful impact wasn't a mistake anymore. It became the foundation for this really dynamic, multi-directional spin.
Wow.
It's a great illustration of how perceived weaknesses, if you understand them and redirect them, can actually become unique, powerful attributes, your signature move almost.
So we've got the soggy sidestep for cautious Freddy.
Mm-hmm. Building courage slowly.
The Mighty Mouse manifestation for dynamic Millie.
Focusing that energy.
And the controlled crash for powerful Bruno.
Channeling that strength.
Yeah.
It really highlights Poppy's incredible knack for seeing the inherent strengths in each student, doesn't it? Not just seeing their problems or challenges.
Exactly right. She wasn't teaching some rigid, one-size-fits-all method.
No.
Poppy's Academy really teaches us the value of personalized learning, finding paths where progress comes from meeting individuals where they actually are.
Right. Understanding their starting point.
And then helping them leverage their unique qualities. It's about building this learning environment where, you know, trying things out is encouraged, where mistakes aren't failures.
Yeah, just data points for refinement, exactly, all leading towards those clean-ish landings, as she called them.
So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive, it really is amazing to think back on that journey through Poppy's Puddle Jumping Academy.
Mm.
We've seen how she taught everything from that whisper wiggle warm-up and the shallow shimmy,
mm-hmm,
all the way to the Mighty Mouse manifestation and the controlled crash. And it was all under that wonderful motto, confidence, courage, and clean-ish landings.
And if we think about the bigger picture, it all built up to that climax, didn't it? The final splash day, the big performance for the whole forest.
Right, the showcase.
And the students, well, they were nervous, understandably. Freddie was apparently panicking about messing up, wanting it to be perfect. Millie was worried her splashes would be too small, that no one would notice.
Yeah.
And Bruno, naturally, feared another big, uncontrolled belly flop in front of everyone.
High stakes for them.
Definitely. But Poppy's wisdom in that moment, it was simple, but really profound. She just smiled and reminded them, look, it's not about perfect splashes. It's about having fun and giving it your all.
Mm, taking the pressure off perfection.
Exactly. A reminder that sometimes genuine expression, just putting yourself out there, actually matters more than flawless execution,
mm-hmm,
especially when the pressure's on.
And it worked, didn't it?
Yeah.
What a triumph that day was. They jumped, they flipped, they splashed, but with this amazing silly style, as the story calls it.
Yeah.
This unique blend of their own strengths and their newfound confidence. And the crowd, they absolutely loved it.
They ate it up.
And Poppy herself got so inspired by their authenticity, by them just being themselves, that she invented a brand new move right there on the spot.
The Muddy Marvel.
The Muddy Marvel, yes. Which came directly from embracing that joyful imperfection.
Fantastic.
The Academy was declared a forest favorite and, well, everyone passed with flying splashes.
Which really brings us to the so what's for us, for you listening. Poppy's Academy, okay, it's a playful story, but it genuinely teaches us something important. True success isn't always about perfect execution or fitting into some narrow mold.
Right, it's not always the neatest landing.
No, it's often about genuine effort, finding real joy in what you're doing, and being willing to embrace a bit of imperfection, because that's often where unique expression comes from. It's about how that silly style can actually drive innovation and authenticity instead of just settling for good enough or perfect but boring.
Makes sense.
So thinking about how often we aim for absolute perfection sometimes, you know, squashing creativity or enjoyment in the process, what could you maybe achieve or unlock in your own work, your own life, by adopting a bit of Poppy's philosophy, that confidence, courage, and cleanish landings mindset? Where might a little bit of silly style, that unique, maybe slightly unpolished, but joyful approach, be the unexpected key to your next big success? How could it help you turn a potential flop into your very own Muddy Marvel? Something to think about.